living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior, for He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield from the squeaky chair here of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, as we say every day, because it's true, you can always find us on the World Wide Web at voiceofvision.org and listen to these programs and see the text, and there's sermon audio there and our podcast and sermons, and find out about Riverside Christian Fellowship and our service times and the missionaries we support and a statement of faith, very important to people, and all kinds of things. Again, you can email me, PastorJD@voiceofvision.org, if you have a prayer request or, you know, if you'd like to help with this program's funding and all of that. We're pleased for that, and we thank you. Well, we're in our day two now of breaking up the sermon that I did called The Road to the Golden Rule. And I know that we can't live that. Jesus lives that. I say that at the outset because I understand that. However, this is what we're supposed to be striving towards, is living a life that reflects the glory of Jesus Christ. And yesterday we talked about perverting the golden rule. And again, Matthew 7:12 is, so whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets. And many people think they're living the golden rule, or they have their own little rule that they live by, and we talked about things that aren't the golden rule. And let me just go through them. There were seven of them again, and you can listen to yesterday's broadcast to get the full 15-minute little program we have there. Or again, go to voiceofvision.org and look for The Road to the Golden Rule. Today is going to be called Living the Golden Rule. And again, Jesus is the golden rule. We can't live it perfectly, but how can we begin to put it into practice, what the golden rule is? Well, first of all, we know that it is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That is universal, whatever. It requires action. Do also to them. And it's grounded in divine revelation. This is the law and the prophets. But it is not, do unto others or they will do unto you. That's fear. It's not, do unto others before they do unto you. That's malice. Do unto others or they will do unto you is fear. Do unto others before they do unto you is malice. Do unto others because they've done unto you. That's retaliation. It's not the silver rule, I won't do unto others so that they won't do unto me. Although a lot of people think that do no harm is the golden rule, that's not it. It's also not do unto others as they would have you do. That's godlessness. You know, criminals don't want you to turn in. That's not the golden rule, folks. It's also not do unto others so that they will do unto you. That's selfishness, where we're giving to get, as it were. And we think that's the golden rule, but it isn't the golden rule. And finally, we said yesterday that I won't do unto others because they won't do unto me. Now that's bitterness, and that's all perversions of the golden rule. So again, the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Matthew 7:12. And the golden rule, living the golden rule, is what we're looking at today. And the golden rule is a summation of all that had gone on before it. You know, the Sermon on the Mount is Matthew chapter 5 through Matthew chapter 7. And we see that there is a road to this golden rule. What it looks like, because he begins to describe it in chapter 5 at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. The Beatitudes, this attitude type of thing. The Beatitudes, that's where the Sermon on the Mount starts. And the Beatitudes reveal seven qualities that reflect the spiritual life God desires for His people. That He's working in you. The fruit of the Spirit, as it were, is typified in these things. These are seven things, are blessings that are markers along the road to the golden rule. In order to be able to live out the golden rule as our rule of life, or begin to walk on that road, we need to follow along the path that these blessings point to. Again, there's a lot of contention over, is this the millennial kingdom? Is this just showing the law? You know, all that. But again, these aren't bad things. These are good things. Jesus wants us to be this way. If the Holy Spirit is moving in your life, these things are going to be coming out, as it were. So it's not a prescription for righteousness in the sense of if we do these things, we'll be singularly blessed and we'll have eternal life. No, friends, Jesus is the only way. It's by grace through faith and not of works. But faith does work. And so let's look at the Beatitudes and look at these qualities and think about living the golden rule. All right. Verse 3. It says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Living the golden rule, walking that walk, starts with brokenness. It's realizing our lack of strength to live as we ought to live. We don't have what it takes. Only Jesus does. And when we stop being self-sufficient and we find our sufficiency of God, that's a start. We need to be broken. When we're off the kilter of the golden rule, as it were, it's because we try to build ourselves back up and we need to be broken again. Again, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Thy kingdom come, as it were, and it begins to happen in your life, the kingdom of God in you. That's the rule and reign of God. You know, the more He reigns in your life, the more He's going to reign on your life. You know what I'm saying? I hope so. It's a little Christianese there. But again, the walk starts with brokenness, realizing our lack of strength to live as we ought. Look at verse 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Repentance towards God. Repentance towards God. That's part of living the golden rule. If you want to be able to do unto others as you would have them do unto you, you're going to have to be a repentant person. Verse 5. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. That is speaking of humility. Because the golden rule is do unto others as you would have them do. But that doesn't mean that they will do. And if you're not repentant and humble, you will retaliate. You will just seek to get yourself by yourself and do no harm and think that's the golden rule. And it's not. It's not. Again, the walk starts with brokenness. It continues on with repentance towards God, with humility. Let's look at verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled, or they shall be satisfied. You have to have a hunger for God. Again, folks, I am not doing this perfectly, no question about it, but I see a paradigm here. I see something that Jesus is pointing to at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount and then at the end. And so I think what He encapsulates and He summarizes here in Matthew 7:12, "So whatever you wish that others would do to you, do also to them, for this is the law and the prophets," He shows what it looks like right there in the Beatitudes. And the walk starts with brokenness and it continues on with repentance towards God and humility. And again, verse 6, hunger for God. Let's look at verse 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. That's the golden rule for sure. Merciful. Merciful. Brokenness. Repentance. Humility. Hunger for God. Merciful. That's living the golden rule. I know everybody's in with me now. You see where I'm going, right? Look at verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Purity leads to vision. You can see the fruit, and you can see where you're being set free from selfish sins, and you're not looking so high and mighty because you know you've got more. The more light you have, the more dust you see. David prayed in Psalm 19, verse 12 through 14, "Who can know his secret faults? Cleanse me from these secret errors and keep me back from presumptuous sins. Then I'll be innocent of a great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength, my Redeemer." Verse 12 through 14 of Psalm 19. And everybody knows Psalm 139, 23 and 24. "Search me and know my thoughts. Try me, know my way. See if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." You're wanting to have a purity about your life, and that gives you a spiritual vision. The more obedient you are to Scripture, the more Scripture is understood by you and lived by you. And we're talking about living the golden rule, and it starts with brokenness. It starts with an understanding that only Jesus is the golden rule. Only He can really live this out, but you want to go towards Him. You are predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, and as the Holy Spirit's moving in your life, you'll continue to be broken. You'll continue to be repentant and humble and hungry and merciful and looking for purity. He that has this hope in himself purifies himself even as he is pure. That's what it says in 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, everybody that's looking for the coming of God purifies themselves because God is pure, because Jesus is pure. If you want to live like Jesus, you need to be getting more pure. You need to be trying to live the golden rule. Know what it's not, these other things that we talked about yesterday, and know what it looks like, these things that we're talking about today. Again, it starts with brokenness, repentance towards God, humility, hunger for God, merciful, and purity leads to vision. You can see the fruit. We're being set free from selfish sins. Look at verse 9 now. It says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God." Reminds us of James 3, 13 through 18. We sow because we love as God intended, as the golden rule teaches. You look at verses 10 through 16, and he talks about being persecuted, and he says, "Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for they persecuted the prophets like that who were before you." And he talks about being the salt of the earth and all of that. People try to douse your flame, but it remains. This is living out the golden rule. That's what it means. When everything else would try to say, you're not getting back what you're putting in. But that's not the golden rule. The golden rule is you put in, even when you don't get out, and then you get more of Jesus out of the deal. Now you have all of them that you can have. He's in you. He lives in you. By the Holy Spirit, if you're saved. But how much is living out of you? Work at your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. And believe me, these Beatitudes are His good pleasure. He wants you to be more like them. And we have broken hearts because of misunderstanding these things, and we need God to help us in order to help others through these things. Do unto others as you would have wanted them to do back when you were in that situation. Even when people didn't do you right, now turn that around, Christian, and do others right. This is living the golden rule. You know, Jesus loves us even though we mess up. Now, God doesn't mess up, but He allows us to go through trying circumstances, and so we often feel like He does mess it up for us. But do we still love Him? We must admit that the answer is often no, not really. But the beauty of God is that He gives us another chance. Even when we fail on our end of the bargain, He still holds up His end of the bargain. And we can see that He loves us more than we love Him. And we love Him because He first loved us. He has a greater love, and we worship Him for it and become more like Him because of it. You know, we would do Him the ultimate wrong. We would. If you could kill God, would you do it? Would we kill Him again? We did it once. Your sin, my sin, put Him on that cross. We would do Him the ultimate wrong, and yet He does us ultimately right. We can learn to see, as Paul did in Philippians 3, that everything else that he had was nothing compared to the surpassing worth of Christ, and he gave it up. He counted it as loss. Then he suffered the loss, and then he counted those losses as nothing. And we can be as Jesus taught us in John 12:24, that we lose our lives and we find them, we die to ourselves and we live to God. 1 Peter 2, so many places talk about this. And that is living the golden rule. Lots of perversions of the golden rule out there. Impossible to completely live the golden rule down here. Jesus is the golden rule, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. But Jesus would like you to live this way. To do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's the law and the prophets. That's what Jesus says. And this is all the time for J.D. Hatfield and the Voice of Vision broadcast. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you.
Next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God eternally.